Chapter 5. It was another working day in the office for Andrew. Him and Justin started off by looking through a list of client tax returns, and Andrew was explaining the process.
So first, we have to find out what the gross income for each business is before we can work out what percentage is taxable, said Andrew, pulling out his calculator.
And you can charge your customers a fortune for this service too, joked Justin, leaning over his shoulder.
Definitely not, replied Andrew, looking up without a smile, tapping on the calculator. Any earnings I make also have to be declared for tax, ironically. You'll find out for yourself one day.
Justin nodded. He wanted to make Andrew laugh. He wanted him to like him. He didn't know why, but he was determined.
So, do you ever get bored counting other people's money? He said.
Andrew lifted his head and looked at Justin, a slight grin breaking out from his rugged features. He had a slight stubble, which made him look scruffy but elegant at the same time. Much like the tall, dark and handsome men Justin had seen during his holidays in Europe.
Do you think it's sad that I get enjoyment from working out tax bans? Asked Andrew.
Well, no, replied Justin, smiling. Not if that's what you're into.
Andrew glanced up and down at him and smiled.
Oh, and what are you into? He asked.
Their two eyes locked for a moment and they sat in silence. Justin felt a compulsion to lean forward and kiss him.
Have you boys seen the time? Said Deborah, entering the room.
Justin pulled his head away and smiled before looking away, feeling his face flushing.
I think it's about time you stopped, Deborah continued.
Andrew rolled his eyes slightly and turned to look at Justin. He hated when she told him what to do. Even at 29, she was treating him like a baby. He sighed and decided not to make a fuss. They packed away the papers and made their way downstairs with Deborah.
Andrew, I've made some dinner for you, said Deborah as he was locking the door.
She turned and looked at Justin.
If I don't make him food, he'll end up eating nothing.
Andrew sighed and rolled his eyes again.
Is your mum as overbearing as mine? He said with a cheeky smile.
Oh, so I'm overbearing just because I want my child to be okay, said Deborah, slapping Andrew on the back of his head.
Justin just smiled. He found confrontation awkward enough in his own family, let alone someone else's. Luckily, they stopped swiping at each other and they walked back through the garden towards the house.
Would you like to eat some dinner with us, Justin? Asked Deborah. It's been a few weeks since you started working here, and I feel I barely know you.
Justin stammered for a moment.
What about his girlfriend? Andrew whispered, leaning in.
Well, of course she is welcome too, replied Deborah loudly.
She wasn't known for being discreet.
Mum, said Andrew, again in a hushed tone, looking at her with a side eye. I'm sure they'd like to be alone.
Justin looked at the two of them and wanted to cut the tension.
Oh, no, I'd love to stay, he blurted before smiling.
He turned away and carried on walking, hoping they would stop bickering.
She can't pick me up tonight because she's busy anyway, but I'll need to leave before 8:30 so I have enough time to get to work.
Andrew nodded.
What work is that?
Justin explained that he and Jennifer had a part-time cleaning job at an office in the old industrial estate. They had both started doing the evening and weekend shifts to earn some extra money. As they were both students, money was tight.
That can't be very well paid, replied Andrew.
Justin shrugged.
It's good enough for me to live on, so that's good enough.
Deborah, who was walking behind the two of them, leant forward.
Can't your parents help out?
Why should they? Replied Justin, putting his hands in his pockets. I'd rather just be independent and look after myself anyway.
Andrew and Deborah flashed each other a look. They went inside to the kitchen and Justin asked if he could use their telephone, as his phone had run out of battery. He went to the living room and used the landline.
Hey, Jennifer, it's me, said Justin.
Just to say, I'll need picking up a bit later tonight because I'm having dinner with Andy and his mum. A raised voice could be heard from the other end of the phone. Justin looked around to make sure Andrew and his mum weren't looking over from the kitchen.
Look. I'm sorry if I've messed up your plans. I didn't mean to.
Justin said in a hushed tone, cupping his hand over his mouth to muffle the sound. Another loud reply emanated from the other end. Justin looked around again and could see Deborah and Andrew laying up the table.
"He reminds me of you at that age," said Deborah, looking at Andrew. "Not letting his parents help."
Andrew turned around and frowned.
"I think his story is a bit different."
"Oh, and you know everything about him, do you?"
said Deborah, raising her eyebrows and staring at Andrew. He glanced at her but didn't reply. He turned around to look at Justin, who was still on the phone.
"Right. You know what? Don't worry. I'll just get the bus," snapped Justin in a quiet voice before slamming the phone down.
He looked around at Andrew, who had clearly been listening in. Justin flashed an embarrassed smile at him before slinking off to the toilet to wash his hands. They tucked into a delicious traditional dinner of roast lamb with vegetables, grown in the greenhouse as Deborah had pointed out. Justin felt completely stuffed by the end of the meal and felt like he couldn't squeeze down another bite. He rubbed his hand over his aching belly, but was happy that it still felt pretty flat.
"Would you like some more to drink?" asked Deborah,
picking up the bottle of red wine and leaning it towards Justin's half-empty glass.
"No more for me, thanks," said Justin,
placing his hand over the top of his glass and smiling.
"Is it bad? I haven't had any yet," asked Deborah.
She poured some into her empty glass and took a sip. She grimaced.
"Oh, you're right, it's disgusting,"
she muttered, picking up the bottle to examine the label.
"Well, no wonder it tastes like vinegar, Andrew. You bought that cheap stuff again."
Andrew sighed.
"Mum, not in front of our guest," he muttered,
turning and smiling at Justin.
"Sorry, my mum is brutally honest and doesn't mince her words."
Justin smiled back and looked at Deborah. He reached into his pocket and pulled out a cigarette.
"Do you mind if I smoke?"
he asked.
"Yes."
Deborah looked straight at him with piercing eyes.
"You can give yourself cancer in your own time, but not in front of me."
It sounded like a well-practiced line. Justin recoiled slightly and looked at Andrew.
"See what I mean?" said Andrew, laughing.
Justin nodded and put the cigarette back in his pocket, shuffling on his seat and looking around.
"I'm already sick enough. I don't need your smoke in my lungs too," muttered Deborah.
Justin looked at Andrew with a raised eyebrow.
"Oh, you don't know?"
Andrew replied.
"My mum had a cancer, but she's been in remission for ages. She's been super cautious about everything since then."
Deborah nodded.
"I respect my health, unlike you two."
Andrew smiled and looked down at his glass of wine and swirled it. He held the glass up to his nose and grimaced slightly. Justin smiled too and looked over at the office, wanting to move off this subject.
"So how come you kept the business if it's caused you so much trouble, so?"
Justin was referencing back to a previous comment Andrew had made about how the business was hit during the recession and all the money he had lost.
"Well, that's Andrew's stubbornness coming out there," said Deborah, returning to her seat from the fridge.
She put down her milk for the tea she had just brewed.
"Originally it was my dad's business," explained Andrew. "But after he died, I couldn't face getting rid of it. It was his pride and joy, and I know he would have hated the idea of it closing."
Deborah nodded and poured out the tea.
"Yes, but at what cost? You don't have a life anymore, you just work."
Andrew rolled his eyes and shook his head.
"So, the man in the photo on your desk, is that your dad?"
Andrew nodded, pulling a mug of tea towards him and pushing the wine glass away.
"Yes, he was a good man and I loved him, even though we didn't always get on."
Andrew looked up at his mum, who put her hand on his.
"Sometimes it's not until someone's gone that you appreciate them."
Justin nodded. The memory of seeing his dad in hospital flashed into his brain. He wondered what it would have been like if his dad had died that day. Would it make his life easier, one less person to lie to? He felt a sudden pang of guilt just for thinking that and shook his head, trying to rid his mind of those thoughts. He looked down at his watch to check the time.
"Are we boring you with our stories?"
joked Deborah, looking down at Justin's watch. Justin looked up and smiled, holding out his hand.
Oh, no, he replied.
It's just later than I thought, so I need to go catch the bus to work.
He picked up his coat off the back of the chair and started to put it on in a hurry.
Don't worry, I'll drive you, said Andrew.
Justin protested, but Andrew insisted. Justin thanked him and the two of them left to go get in Andrew's car. It only took them 10 minutes to drive to the industrial estate as it was late, so the traffic was light. They pulled up into the empty car park next to the familiar grey building.
Well, there you go, sir. That'll be £10.50, joked Andrew, pulling on the handbrake.
Justin laughed and looked around for Jennifer's car.
Are you late? Asked Andrew.
No, replied Justin, checking his watch. Actually, I still have a few minutes, just enough for a quick smoke. Justin winked at Andrew.
Oh, would that be one of my cigarettes? Asked Andrew, pulling out a packet from the glove compartment.
Oh, well, don't mind if I do, said Justin, laughing before leaning over to pick out a cigarette from the packet. Andrew lit his own cigarette and moved his hand over. Justin took Andrew's hand and directed the lighter to the cigarette in his own mouth. Andrew snapped the lid of the lighter closed, with Justin's hands still wrapped around his. Justin suddenly realised he was holding Andrew's hands and looked at him, turning his head slowly, not sure what to do.
What are you doing? Said Andrew,
looking down at Justin's fingers wrapped around his.
Justin recoiled and felt his face flush red.
Oh, nothing, Justin stammered, scrambling to remove his seatbelt.
Sorry, I need to go, he muttered, as he opened the door and got out.
Okay, bye, said Andrew. He took a puff of his cigarette and watched Justin walk around the car and towards the building, before driving off. Jennifer arrived soon after, but Justin had already made his way inside. His hands were still shaking, and he could barely concentrate long enough to complete the basic cleaning tasks he was trying to do.
Ugh, just get in,
Justin yelled as he was trying to push the contents of an overflowing bin into a black sack. The bag ripped slightly and some of the rubbish fell back onto the floor. Justin swore and kicked the wall.
What's wrong, Justine?
Asked Jennifer, putting her hand on his shoulder.
Is it because of me and what I said about finding my own flat?
Justin pushed her hand off his shoulder.
The world doesn't revolve around you, Jennifer, he snapped.
He started to pick up the rubbish and Jennifer joined him. She had known Justin since they were in secondary school, and she knew his facial expressions like the back of her hand. She glanced at his pouty mouth and knew it wasn't anger, but embarrassment.
Ah, so this is because of a guy,
she said, smiling and nodding her head. Justin turned to look at her, narrowing his eyes. He went to say something, but Jennifer held her hands up.
I know you, Justin. Who is he? Do I know him?
Justin looked up at her momentarily and scoffed.
Yeah, a hot straight guy as usual, he muttered, tying the bag up and stuffing it into the neighbouring bin.
Oh, no, replied Jennifer, making a sad face.
We always have the worst luck with men.
They rushed through the rest of the jobs and managed to finish earlier than usual. They made their way back to the car, eager for this evening to be over.
Well, you know, said Jennifer, there are some guys that you just have fun with, like Matt. And then there are guys that you actually love. You've always been a lover.
Justin dropped his bag next to the car and reached for a cigarette.
Yeah, that's just great, replied Justin,
tapping his coat with his hands trying to feel for his lighter.
Doesn't help me now, though, does it?
Jennifer smiled and tapped the roof of her car to get Justin's attention.
Shall we go for a drink?
She knew that alcohol would make the evening slightly more bearable.
Hell yes! And it's even your round,
said Justin, smiling and pumping his fist. The two laughed and Justin opened the car door.
Justin!
Came a voice from behind them. They both turned and saw Andrew on the other side of the car park. He had his car door open and was leaning out of it. Jennifer turned slowly to look at Justin.
What's he doing here? I thought you told me everything,
she asked.
I did, replied Justin, raising his eyebrow and shrugging his shoulders.
He threw away his cigarette and ran over to Andrew's car. He smiled at Andrew and shrugged slightly, subtly asking Andrew what he was doing there.
Hi, said Andrew,
his hot breath causing condensation in the cold night air.
You said you were going to get the bus, So I thought I'd give you a lift home. It's late and I assumed the buses don't run at this time.
His face was red. Justin couldn't tell if he was blushing or if his skin was being stung by the bitter wind.
Oh, well, Jennifer has a car,
replied Justin, as he smiled and pointed back toward Jennifer's ancient red Mini Metro in the car park.
I'm sorry, I'm an idiot, said Andrew, shaking his head and getting back into the car.
No, don't worry, it's really nice of you. Just wait here, Justin said, holding his hand up.
He turned and ran back over to Jennifer, who was putting her bag in the car boot.
Do you mind if all three of us go out?
Asked Justin.
Do you mind if just two of you go out? Jennifer replied.
She turned her head and looked over at Andrew, who had walked over to them.
Sorry to intrude, stuttered Andrew. But I'm Andrew, and I was going to ask if I could take you two for a drink.
Jennifer smiled and played with her hair. She couldn't help but look up at Andrew and bite her lip slightly.
Sorry, but I can't go tonight. Justin will explain, Jennifer said. But I'd love to another time.
Jennifer leant forward and hugged Justin, positioning herself by his ear.
Watch out, she whispered. He's hot and seems nice. Also, he's clearly a raging homo like you.
She stepped back and winked. Justin smirked and turned around to face Andrew.
See you soon, hopefully, Andrew said, waving at Jennifer.
You too. Have a nice evening, she replied, before getting in the car.
Justin and Andrew returned back to his car and got in.
I need to go home first, if that's okay. I forgot my wallet, said Andrew.
Justin nodded and they sped off back to the office. Andrew unlocked the door to the office and they walked into the hallway. It was dark and Justin turned around and fumbled for the light switch but couldn't find it.
Whereabouts is your wallet then?
Justin asked, trying to look around in the dark room. He heard Andrew chuckle. He turned around and Andrew was stood behind him.
I think we both know I didn't actually forget my wallet, said Andrew, stepping forward.
Justin gulped and stepped backwards.
So why are we here then?
He said, his voice quivering. Andrew closed the door and walked forward, grabbing Justin, pulled him into him before kissing him. Justin was slightly shocked, but Andrew's warm lips felt so good he started kissing him back. Andrew ran his hands up Justin's back and started kissing his neck. Justin moaned softly and tilted his head back, letting Andrew continue upwards. Andrew pushed Justin back up against the wall and placed his hand on Justin's thigh before kissing him again. Justin could barely think he was in such ecstasy. He had thought about kissing Andrew before, but this kiss blew his imagination out of the water. He was rough, yet tender, and the scratching of Andrew's stubble against his chin made it feel so masculine and raw. Andrew took his hands and pulled his jacket off, and Justin did the same. Justin then pulled off Andrew's shirt and started to kiss his pecs. He had a small amount of dark hair on his chest and had a defined torso. Andrew pulled off Justin's t-shirt and marvelled at his beautiful, creamy, smooth skin. Andrew lifted Justin up in his surprisingly strong arms and walked over to the bed. He threw Justin down and Justin reached forward, grabbing Andrew and pulling him down on top of him. The two started kissing again, while pulling each other's trousers off. Andrew's bare chest felt so warm. Andrew slid his hand down Justin's back and inside his boxers, feeling his beautifully pert ass. Justin moaned and pulled the covers over them. Their hot bodies rubbed together, and Justin's heart was racing. He couldn't quite believe what was going on, and Andrew's expert kissing up and down his torso was sending shockwaves of pleasure throughout his body. Justin climbed on top of Andrew and started kissing him deeply, longing to make love. They both gave in to their emotions and had a steamy night of passion.